Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
No, no.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
We aren't here in our booth in Kandy, Sri Lanka, outside the Temple of the Tooth at the Tooth Festival.
Well, that's where we are.
I thought this day and age, listeners don't have all the time in the world for some long namby-pamby preamble. Just lay it out there. Look, this is where we are, okay? This is what we're doing.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of there, Cliff.
Don't like it? Delete this from your phone. Turn off Fry 99.
We're 28 seconds in. You're already yelling at the listeners.
Sorry, I got to calm down over here.
We're
rushing over here from the motel. And I'm still mad. I'm still mad at Charles the contractor because he made us stay in customs. We were stuck in the customs office here in Sri Lanka for 9 days straight. All because he had a hacksaw in his luggage.
Idiot.
And we had to sit there. Fonky probably felt like she was growing up in the customs office. Where is this where we live?
That's a big part of your life when you're that young.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good portion of her 4 years oldness has been spent in the Sri Lanka customs office. Thanks,
Charles. Feels like a lot, wouldn't you?
Feels like this show feels like it's been on for hours, but it's only been for moments. And I'm going to let you ease the listeners in now that we've got the big business out of the way. I'm going to let you ease.
Now we can get to the meat and potatoes.
Which is?
Or more accurately, corn.
Corn. Tell me a corn fact.
Oh, well, you know, corn, Cliff, is the only thing.
So
that...
Those things on your feet, right? Those hard things?
No, not those corn.
What are those corns?
What are those?
What does it
look
like?
Are those bunions?
Is a bunion a corn?
I don't know. I've never had a corn.
Maybe you have and you don't know what it is.
Maybe I have.
What is a corn?
I don't know. Can you describe what a corn is?
No, that's why I asked you.
Get a podiatrist on the phone right now.
All right, listeners, we're obviously going to have to cover that in a later episode.
We'll do another corn episode.
But the foot corn.
The foot corn.
But anyway, back to the food corn.
Charles could probably tell us.
Oh, God.
Anyway, the food corn, Cliff, it's a food that we don't ever get to have. We just borrow because it just comes right back out of us in the form of corn.
Corn.
It's native to the Western Hemisphere.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't go back to Europe until Christopher Columbus traded with the Native Americans, took it right on back.
He just put it in his suitcase.
Just stole it.
Went back to Spain and said, hey, bitch. He's talking to the queen. They still didn't respect women back then. And he said, listen up, we're going to plant some of this here corn.
Who knew Christopher Columbus talked like that?
Listen, he was not a great guy.
No, why? No,
he's one of the many great, greatly awful people we have holidays for back in America, where we do hail from.
But hail,
rock and roll. More about corn, I'm hoping.
It's a grass.
It's a grass.
Did you know that?
It's a grass, man.
It's a domesticated grass.
Keep off the grass.
It's not found in the wild?
It's not?
No.
Now, what I heard... Of course, this was just heard on the street, was that corn cobs long ago were no bigger than your thumb. They were thumb size, but...
Oh, like those little corns you put in your salad?
Well, I don't think it was those. Corn cobs were just thumb size, and people have, like, crossbred and mutated them into these...
Mutilated this corn.
Giant, huge, phallic corn stalks we see today.
Yep.
Corn cobs, I mean.
They did the same thing to corn that they did with everything else.
Damn it! Not corn!
But that's another story. That's for
another time. Oh, it's a lovely day for a tooth festival.
Oh, what a lovely day for a tooth festival. I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, you know, Sugar Lump, I don't want you going around rotting any of these teeth.
Oh, good. No, dear. You know, I always carry an extra set of toothbrushes and toothpaste, dear, just for any kind of occasion that may arise.
Oh, I know. I had Crock-Pot brushing my teeth just this morning while I read the newspaper in another room.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, what have you done here at this tooth festival?
Oh, dear, it's so wonderful. We're all getting our teeth cleaned, the whole family.
Oh, they feel just like new.
You know, when you run your tongue across them, dear, they just feel so fresh and clean and so smooth.
Now, is there somebody I could see? Because I have a big hole in one of my back teeth.
No. Oh.
And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Dear, that seems extremely serious. Yes,
oh,
we should get you over.
Very serious.
Look, dear, there's a dentist's booth over there after the show. You should go see him immediately.
Oh, yes. Go to the dental booth, Bauer.
All right. I mean, I'd probably want
oh,
maybe.
Goodness, dear.
Goodness, Bauer.
Dear, we have a lot of shopping to do out there, dear.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
A
you
certain
know,
thing we're getting.
I've got to buy a shark tooth necklace for our boy, Opie.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
He'll look wonderful when he gets his new toddler photos taken.
It's going to be wonderful. He's going to love it, dear.
Oh, yes. All right, let's go along. Make sure we get one the right size. Opie, come here.
Opie, come along, dear. Let's go get a shark's tooth, boy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I don't know. I need... Is there a dentist in the house? I can't go.
Yeah, he's right over there.
No! You know, he'll pay too much and he'll... I just don't want to go to the dentist because I don't want to be shamed about not flossing. What business is it of theirs?
My biggest sadness and worry in life is not flossing.
Is it? Do you floss compulsively?
No, I never floss.
Oh, really?
But it gives me so much anxiety that I don't.
I buy toothbrushes that have floss bristles.
Exactly.
I just bought one.
I bought those little things that go in your teeth. I'm like, well, I'll do this. And I'd be the stick thing that you go.
Yeah.
I hate flossing. I hate it.
I hate it. You get all bloody.
Because they don't floss enough. Anyway, I know I'm sure my teeth are rotting, and
I'll keep you updated, listeners. If this tooth falls out during the show, I'll let you know.
But on a different note, Cliff.
Corn.
What's your favorite corn recipe?
My favorite corn recipe, probably corn casserole.
That sounds good.
Close the roll. Don't you like corn casserole?
I do. I love corn anything.
What is your favorite corn? Popcorn? Caramel corn?
Oh, that is good. That might be a close second.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love... When I grew up, my mother always used to give me mashed potatoes and corn. I'd mix them together. I just love the taste of corn and mashed potatoes together. So that's really good.
Yeah.
I love that. And cornbread. Love cornbread.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mother used to make cornbread, too.
Did she make the sweet cornbread or the regular cornbread?
Regular cornbread.
Oh, I liked the sweet because it tasted like a donut.
Well, I like it, too.
And I would go nuts.
And I will not turn it down if anybody's gotten me.
He won't turn it down.
I wish this was a corn festival. Talking about all this corn.
I wish, but instead they keep showing all these teeth. And now, Kendall, would you please? Listeners are like, what the hell? What the fuck are they doing?
And I guess we should explain what a tooth festival is.
Explain where and why and what and who.
Well, this is 1595 Temple of the Tooth.
Is that the address?
No, it's the year it was built.
Oh, whoa, that's old.
Yes, it's a Buddhist temple.
This is an old honking building.
And it holds the relic of the tooth of Buddha. But Buddha himself.
Oh,
so
I feel
this is a big festival of the tooth today.
Oh, I got to get in there and see that Buddha tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like seeing the Buddha tooth is like, remember on the Golden Girls when they had the Elvis fan club?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they had the pork chop that Elvis had taken a bite out of. And, of course, Dorothy said Elvis would never leave that much meat on the bone.
And this is just like that.
This is a lot like that.
With Buddha's tooth. He would never floss that tooth enough.
Listen, Buddha was a lot like us.
Same size, though.
He's like, I'm not flossing this. Give me a break.
Mm.
But corn.
Corn.
Yes,
corn.
Yes,
corn.
Yes,
corn.
Yes,
corn.
That's enough, frankly.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness dear.
Did I drop my corn fork in here?
What? Corn
what is a
fork?
Corn fork?
Oh, it's a special.
Dear,
we've all
corn
got a
fork is a very
corn
special
fork.
Instrument.
Yes, for all of the corn tastings here at the Tooth Festival.
Why the hell are they having corn tastings?
Dear, he's mistaken, dear. He didn't take his bowel movements at the right time, dear. The show is about corn. Remember, dear, we're not at a corn festival.
Dear, whatever you're talking about, look at all of these white corns everywhere.
Dear,
Those are not corns. Those are teeth.
Those are teeth.
We're at a tooth festival. Oh,
my goodness, dear. I really gave you the wrong description, I think, this morning, dear.
Oh, my bowels. They're becoming very confused.
Dear, you have to excuse me. It's very nervous. We're planning something, dear. It's very important. Dear, I won't say. I can't see anything else, dear, but we must keep going. Dear, we're trying to find what we're looking for, dear. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Let's get down to the special place.
Yes, don't say what it is, dear. What are you looking for? All right.
Wow. Okay, so it's time for a segment that I like to call... I like to call it Host Match.
Host Match.
All right, Kendall, the object of this segment is for the hosts to match.
Oh, you know I love rules.
I know. Rules and regulations. You love them. Can't get enough. Kendall and listeners, Weird Willie.
Oh, how weird.
Oh, so weird. He was thrown out of the Bushell County Fair for taking a blank in the Tunnel of Love.
One, two, three. Big a dump.
Pig. Oh.
Taking a pig.
Yeah, okay. Taking a pig.
Got it.
But a dump is good, too.
Yeah, it works.
Kendall, the depressed bald man was so desperate.
Talk about me like that.
No, this is a different one. No. The depressed bald man was so desperate to cheer himself up, he heard that blondes have more fun, so he bleached his blank.
One, two, three. His hair!
Asshole! He was bald!
I knew you were gonna do. Not his head hair.
His head hair. What hair? Butt hair.
He's got pubic hair.
Well, you didn't say pubic hair.
Oh, okay.
Kendall. Scooby dooby doo.
Where is he?
Well, he got in trouble, don't you know? And he got a smack on the nose with a rolled up newspaper when the others caught him sniffing blank. The others in the Scooby Gang. They caught him sniffing blank.
Crime.
Oh no. Shaggy's dirty underwear.
Oh, that's criminal.
Criminal. Mama, I'm in love with a criminal.
Smooth criminal.
This kind of love. It's physics. I don't know. That's a great Britney song, if you don't know it. Do you know that song?
I don't know.
It's good.
I may have heard it, but I don't remember.
It's a great one from the recent era. Kendall. Kendall.
Clear.
Kendall. Alice said to Ted, I still say that man wasn't Santa Claus. Sure, he gave us some gifts, but he took our blank.
One, two, three.
TV!
Are you going to say TV?
I was because I... Yes, I was.
Okay.
I always was.
Husband!
Ding, ding, ding. Kendall, Cliff, and Kendall were so fat.
All three of them?
Yeah. They were so fat.
Uh-huh. How bad were they? Sorry. I thought you were tired of me saying that.
No. Kendall, okay. No.
No.
Kendall, they were so fat.
How fat were they?
Cliff and Kendall. They were so fat that they went to Dairy Queen, but instead of ordering a blizzard, they ordered a blank.
One, two, three. A case of blizzards.
It's much better. All right, Kendall.
But wouldn't you want a case of blizzards?
I could drink a case of you, to quote Joni Mitchell. Kendall, stupid Stuart.
Oh, you know I love saying how stupid he was.
How stupid was he? He went through the Taco Bell drive-thru and ordered a blank.
One, two, three.
A Crunchwrap. Big brass ding-dong.
Why would he order that?
It's a bell. Taco Bell. He emphasized the bell part.
I was emphasizing the taco part.
When you really think about it, Kendall, why is it Taco Bell? What the hell does a bell have to do with a damn taco?
I don't know. It's just to get people in there. They ring the bell.
Ring, come on, ring those bells.
I'm sure in the early days of Taco Bell, they had a real bell.
Ring those taco bells, maybe of tacos.
Haven't you ever heard the saying, when the bell rings, time to go get your tacos?
The bells all ring.
The bell tolls for
you. The taco bell tolls for you and me. And we're ready to take a break, right?
I'm so ready to take a break.
So ready.
I'm going to go take a look at that tooth booth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to go take a Taco Bell.
Ooh, I wish they had one.
I wish. Why doesn't Taco Bell have a booth with its tooth booth?
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Laundry's done. Let's go for coffee. Oh, we always do that.
Hey, let's go bowling.
Why don't we do something different today?
As long as it's not fattening.
Hey, let's go bowling.
Joyce, now that you're single, you've got to get out and meet people.
Got any ideas?
Hey, let's go bowling.
All over America, people are saying,
hey, let's go bowling.
Call your nearest BPA bowling center for open play time.
Did someone say blubber? Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Yeah, so we're back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Sorry, I was in the middle of talking about that tooth booth over there.
The tooth booth, I know. You're like, that would make a good birthday party center. Like, you know how people have birthdays at, like, the roller rink?
Mm-hmm.
At the tooth booth. Well, yeah. I think there is a birthday party.
You want to be seen at the tooth booth.
Yeah. Of course, it's one of the many teeth beef here at the Tooth Festival outside the old Temple of the Tooth. Got the Buddha Tooth.
It sounds like an Indiana Jones movie.
It really does, but Kendall, wasn't that Buddha Tooth majestic? We just went to see it on the break.
It's a lot smaller than I thought.
I thought his teeth would be so much bigger.
Well, I mean, I think it's worn down over time.
Definitely. Probably the erosion of the tooth.
I mean, when you call the temple a tooth, you expect to see a big tooth in there.
Well, it's a big temple, and you think, well, most of that must be tooth.
Yeah.
But it's not.
You'd be wrong.
You would be wrong. Kendall, but speaking of corn, the value of corn in a $4 box of cornflakes is about 9 cents.
9 cents?
Yeah, and the farmer that grew the corn, get ready to cry, get a Kleenex. Out of that 9 cents of corn in that cornflakes box, the farmer, you know how many cents they get? 2.
What?
2. Keep your 10 cents. My 2 cents is free. They get 10 cents. 2 cents. They got to sell 5 boxes to get a dime to make a call home and tell their farm wife what to cook for dinner.
Oh, that's just awful.
And then I'll just cry for the American farmer. Kendall, now, speaking of, but you
grow
know.
Something other than corn.
Speaking of those poor corn farmers, the backbone of American society. Mm-hmm. Think, you know, it's not all bad for them. In the early 20th century, a farmer could handpick approximately 100 bushels of corn in a 9-hour day, which seems like a lot back then. But today, Kendall, I hope you're sitting down.
I am.
You are. I'm looking over at my notes. I can't see.
Okay.
Kendall, I'm glad you're sitting down because a modern combine can pick 100 bushels of corn today in 7 minutes.
Whoa.
That's my definition of 7 minutes in heaven.
Well, I was going to say I could probably eat 100 bushels in a day.
Speaking of you, the world record for corn eating is 33 and a half ears in 12 minutes.
I got that beat.
You could eat more than that.
Yeah, I put on the drill. I just go zzz. Which, speaking of corn, it is the perfect thing to talk about at the tooth booth because I always get corn stuck in my teeth.
I know.
So there you go.
You got a big piece right about
there. Oh,
shit.
Well, I didn't floss this morning. Or ever.
Or ever. Or in the past 35 years. So, but here we are at the tooth booth. How does it make you feel being this close to a Buddha tooth?
I felt like it was a spiritual connection.
It was spiritual.
Yeah.
It was, the only thing I can relate it to is once I was working kind of like a coat check position at a big fancy party where Oprah's friend Gail was, and I knew in Gail's purse was a phone where she could just immediately call Oprah.
Some speed dial.
Yeah, and I thought, whoa, that's something.
Was that before thumbprint identification?
That was before then, so I wouldn't have been able to guess her code.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I'm sure it was Oprah's birthday, and I
had to Google that first.
Yeah, but I felt something then when Oprah's phone number was in the room, and I felt it today when Buddha's tooth was in the room.
Okay, that's up there.
Oh,
hey. Just come on in.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying this tooth festival. I've realized what it is now.
So silly that he was off, dear.
What was I thinking?
Now, look at this wonderful tooth cake we got over there at the booth, dear. We brought it for you for after the show, dear.
Oh, I love it because it says sweet tooth on the top.
Why can't we have it now?
Why can't we?
It's improper etiquette to eat cake when on the show, dear. You know that.
You know, people could be eating their breakfast as they listen in Bushletown on Ryan 99. John would hear that mushy mouth buzz.
Well, that I can understand. I hope they're eating cornflakes.
You know they are.
9 cents.
Two cents to the farmer.
Dear, I don't know what you're talking about, dear.
No.
But I will leave this cake right outside, dear, over there next to where Charles is sitting, dear.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Let's go over and see Charles. You know, what has he got there? Some sort of tooth replica.
Oh, dear, what?
Charles, that's not the Buddha tooth.
Charles, put that down.
Oh, dear, put the Buddha tooth.
Oh, my God.
Why? Such an idiot.
Oh, that's not the Buddha tooth. That's just, he's just eating a Dorito.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
I wonder how he got that.
Probably from that vending machine inside the Buddha.
No.
Now I got the temple.
Never mind.
What? Oh, never mind. Never mind is what the listeners are saying.
Are you talking to me?
As they turn this show off. Yes!
Thank God. Are you talking to me?
Me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Here we go.
Famous movie quotes. Guess them. When you realize...
Guess this, bitch.
Or just go ahead and get them all. I know you will. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, and that was...
Stars one of my favorite people.
One of your favorite people, that was Doogie Howser, M.D.
That was when Harry Met Sally.
Oh,
Billy Crystal.
Billy, your idol Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Idol. Kendall, me? I'm scared of everything. I'm scared of what I saw. I'm scared of what I did, of who I am. And most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you.
Hmm.
By the way, don't put me in a corner.
Dirty dancing. I've had the time of my life doing this joke.
That's what the listeners are singing to the, listening to this episode.
We should just keep that playing in all of the episodes in the background.
I think so.
No, I shouldn't say clip, because it seems like I'm talking to you.
Oh. Are you talking
to
me?
Let me start the video.
Okay.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
That was... Not without my daughter, Sally Field.
No, Sally never said any of those things. That was Taken.
Did
you ever see that movie?
No.
No.
No thanks. You can keep it. Kendall, I love you. You're my only reason.
I love you too, Claire.
Oh, thanks. You're my only reason to stay alive, if that's what I am.
Was it AI?
Nay. Nay, I say. It was Kendall. You're gonna kick yourself. You've seen this so many times. Twilight, New Moon.
Oh, no, I will not kick myself. I've not seen that in the Blue Moon. I drank your milkshake.
Oh, my God. That was a McDonald's commercial.
No, but I just said it because I wanted to talk about milkshake.
Oh, okay.
There will be blood.
So speaking of, mine brings all the boys to the yard. Kendall, I'm going to treat you so nice. You're never going to let me go.
Die Hard.
No. You're going to want to die hard when you hear, Kendall, pretty woman, walking down the street.
I haven't seen it so long. I need to watch that again.
The kind I like to meet.
Big mistake.
Pretty woman.
Big mistake.
I don't believe you.
It's not the truth.
No one could look as good as you.
Mercy. Okay.
Oh, boy. Were you singing that song about my beautiful wife, Mrs. Butter?
You do go on,
don't you? Oh, sugar love. You're the only pretty woman I see here at this wonderful tooth.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Don't give me blush, dear. I don't want to interrupt this love fest, but...
But we're in the middle of a segment, so please...
Oh, my goodness, dear. I'm so sorry.
Oh, whoops. I didn't know what you two were doing in here. I thought you were just sitting.
Dear, I did have a terrible news to tell you. Charles sat on your cake, dear.
All right, bud.
There they go.
All right.
Is it you?
Yes, it's me.
It's not you, it's me.
I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
Oh, I'm just one stomach flu. I should know it.
See, this is how I feel all the time. It's up there, I just don't know how to access it.
Mean Girls.
No.
Clueless.
No.
Die Another Day. All night.
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada. I knew it was something.
Yeah, but duh.
Medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, and love, these are what we stay alive for.
Dead Poets Society.
You bitch, and you saw it on my paper.
No, I didn't. I went to was in the quote.
Oh,
I swear that's the only reason I got it. I was like, school and poetry.
Damn. Thought I had you. Thought you were gonna guess Ratatouille.
I love that. You couldn't believe I got it so much that you're like, you had to have cheated.
Well, it was big and bold on the paper, and I thought maybe you.
No.
Because sometimes you see stuff without anybody would see things without meaning
no,
to.
I make a point not to look at your paper when we're doing games because
right,
too much fun.
Sure.
I swear, bitch.
Listen, I'm with you. This is a happy tooth fest.
Great.
Kendall, when I think about corn, I think about that, your body.
Just bouncing around.
Yeah. Kendall, only 2 cents per box of cornflakes. Can you get over that?
That's a bunch of bullshit.
I can't get over it, but let's think about something nice. Let's give the listeners a nice thing to think about. Let's talk about what's going on in Busheltown.
Oh, let's do it. Time for the community calendar.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Cliff, you know there has been a huge amount of rain in Busheltown lately.
Oh, so much.
It's just, it can't handle it.
Pardon me.
Anyway, the Busheltown this Saturday, they're having a flood watch down at the Rye River. That passes through town. They've had so much rain that they are going to sit there.
Watch it flood?
They're going to sit there on Saturday. They're going to just watch it with umbrellas and make sure it doesn't peak. Because if it does, they got sandbags standing by full of rye. And they're going to block the houses.
So, rye bags.
Rye bags, yeah. Sorry. I guess they're not sandbags.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know the technical terms for things.
They invented something new.
Well, I just wish them all well. Kendall, down at the gas station by the landfill, or, you know, Big Ronnie's Pump and Dump, they're giving away gas from now through the weekend.
What?
Just show up with a 3-gallon plastic jug and 5 proofs of purchase from the Beef Boy and fill her up. Ding, ding, ding.
We better get to the Beef Boy.
I know. Somebody mail us some free gas.
Yeah. Maybe not.
You know, whatever.
Because they're having the catfish boil down at the fish hatchery on Sunday.
Yeah.
I know you're sad you're missing it.
Is it under my apartment
it
again?
Is.
No!
Well, they were going to have it outside the park, but because of all the rain, they've set up tables right there inside the fish hatchery. Catfish boil, 2018.
I'm going to catfish them. Like the internet kind. I'm going to pretend that I'm somebody who's putting them out of business. I'm going to make a bid on them. And I'll just post-date the check. Busheltown AA, the old Alcoholics Anonymous group, they're having a pre-St. Patrick's Day milkshake crawl.
Milkshake.
Yes, they're going to go to all 26 McDonald's in the Tri-County area for Shamrock Shakes on St. Patty's Day. Starting at 7 a.m. Kendall, it begins at McDonald's in the northern downtown Busheltown, the one right next to Wilbo's Discount Meats.
Oh.
So get there at 7 a.m., everybody. And you can go to all 26 McDonald's, get your 26 Shamrock Shakes on St. Pat's.
I could really go for a
26 Shamrock Shakes.
26 of them, yeah.
I could go.
Well, finally, Cliff, coming up.
Gotta go right now.
Coming up, they're going to have the first annual Keg and Egg.
What?
St. Patrick's Day kickoff.
What?
Keg and Egg. They're going to have kegs and they're going to have eggs.
Shit.
It's going to be great.
Both?
Yeah. And a little bit of St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, it's almost time for it to renew that.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, this Saturday, I want all of our listeners, just stop what you're doing. Get on down to the East Busheltown Ashtray Festival.
Get on down to East Busheltown.
Yeah, because it features the works of over 200 local Busheltown ashtray artists and an exhibition of antique ashtrays dating back to pioneer days. You can get that. You can go see that for free. It's on show in the lobby of the East Busheltown STD Clinic. So bring the whole family and enjoy some of Busheltown's finest handiworks.
Get your ash over there.
Yeah, it's Ashtray Festival, but there's one disclaimer. There is no smoking allowed outside of the friendship tent presented by Marlboro.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. What is America coming to? Ever since we left, you hear things and they just can't be true. So
trying to take the cigarettes away?
Don't take out of my cold dead hand.
It's crazy. It's a bunch of bullshit. You know, catchphrase. That's a bunch of bullshit. Whoa! Concrete used to say how the cookie crumbles.
I thought that's what he signed off with every night.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
And that's a bunch of bullshit.
He should have. It would have been a lot more interesting.
The way it is.
Yeah.
Kendall, this is the way it is.
That was the way it was.
And this is the way it's been.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
boys, I'm so sorry.
Wonderful surprise.
We're so excited to share this wonderful news. You got another cake?
You got a cake for us.
No, dear, I'm sorry we didn't get another cake, but we have gotten you another wonderful surprise.
Oh,
dear,
yes.
Show them what they are.
Oh, here they are. Two enormous robes. Size quadruple X.
You got us robes?
Oh, that's what we've been looking for ever since Halloween.
Dear, we know you've been so longing for these robes.
Look how big they are.
There was a robe booth all the way down at the end, and we searched all over for
one. Yes, you'll see there's a fine tooth pattern.
And if you'll see, there's an image of Buddha printed on the inside.
Ooh, I like that.
I love that. That's great.
Yes, and I think to celebrate, put them on, boys. Put them on.
Yes, please, go ahead, put them on.
Okay. Oh, it's comfortable.
Oh,
soft.
Man, I can't wait to get everything on underneath off of this.
Oh, God, at least spare us that image.
Oh, wow, don't be ridiculous, Buzz. But, you know, you've got to do one thing to celebrate these robes. Let's all light up one of my favorite cigars.
Oh, I love cigars.
Oh, delicious. Oh, my.
We've got a lot of ash. Which one is one of those ashtrays?
Oh, I wish we did. We need somebody to mail them in. All right, Mrs. Potter Butter Burnturn, here's your...
Here you go, dear. Let me light your cigar.
Oh, dear, thank you. Ooh, it's got a lot of smoke going on here. I can't see anything.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, this is not the first time there's been smoke in this booth.
Let's go see if any of those Buddhist monks would like to join us in a nice, tasty cigar.
That's a wonderful idea.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, it's getting smoky in here. Oh, shit. Oh, Cliff.
Oh, what's...
Oh, I dropped my cigar.
Oh, where is it?
Oh, it's over that stain. It's under that black stain over there.
Where did mine go? It fell out of my hand.
Oh, Cliff, your robe's on fire.
Your robe's on fire.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Orn.